And this is NHPR's Morning Edition. I'm Rick Ganley in the studio this morning now with Josh Rogers. He joins us for the latest on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Josh, let's start with the story that broke late last week and that could have some implications for Governor Hassan in the U.S. Senate race. It has to do with Phillips Exeter Academy, where the governor's husband was, until recently, principal.
Yes, Tom Hassan stepped down as Exeter principal in 2015, and this matter involves a former teacher there, Rick Schubart, who's admitted to two inappropriate sexual relationships with students decades ago. We're talking the 1970s and 80s. The first of these relationships apparently became known to officials at Exeter in 2011. At that point, the school forced Schubart off campus into retirement and reported the incident to authorities. When a second incident arose involving Schubart, which was reported in 2013, Schubart was barred from the campus, stripped of his faculty emeritus status, and authorities were also notified in that case, too. And that's really what we know of now. And it does seem that in the scheme of how prep schools have handled these sorts of incidents, it's not the worst response on record. One problem, though, is that Exeter made none of this known to parents or students. It became public only last week because the Boston Globe was reporting on it, and current school leaders wrote a letter to Exeter's community to say the school's actions regarding Rick Schubart were, quote, insufficient. Tom Hassan has since issued two statements on Thursday. He said that balancing the privacy of victims and the need to protect the community was tough, and he said basically Exeter did the best it could at the time on Friday. Hassan said he didn't get the balance right and apologized. Exeter's actions has also drawn criticism from New Hampshire's Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. That's where it stands now.
Now, to state the obvious, we are talking about the governor's husband. What does this have to do with her?
Well, that's the question. And in the end, possibly very little, but no candidate needs this in the midst of a very high-profile and high-pressure Senate race. The fact is we don't know where this might go, if anywhere. Exeter is hiring an independent investigator to look into abuse cases at the school, so we may be learning more about Rick Schubart, Tom Hassan, and who knows what else. The governor's only direct tie to Rick Schubart that we know of right now is via small dollar campaign donations he's made to her over the years. And the fact that Governor Hassan did list him as a local steering committee member when she first ran for the corner office, her campaign has said it'll make a $1,000 donation to sexual violence charity to offset those contributions from Schubart. And on Friday, the governor told reporters that Schubart being on the steering committee was really a matter of a lot of people being on a lot of lists. And she also repeatedly said she had no direct knowledge of Schubart's situation. She said that she did sense something was amiss when Schubart retired abruptly and left the campus.
Okay, so she says her husband never said anything to her about it.
Well, that's what she says. And maybe, as she says, she and her husband respect the confidentiality of each other's jobs and never spoke of this. But Republicans have and are already working hard to see if there is more there. And Kelly Ayotte went so far as to issue a statement saying questions about Exeter's handling of the situation must be fully addressed.
I imagine, Josh, the governor would prefer to be making a victory lap over Medicaid expansion at this point.
I think that's a fair hunch. And it's true that the biggest bill of the year and the governor's top legislative priority cleared its final hurdle last week. Six Republicans, including Senate President Morse and Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, joined Democrats to reauthorize the program for another 2 years. It means about almost 50,000 people will keep their insurance. One conspicuous vote against the reauthorization among Republicans came from Senator Jeanie Forrester. She's chair of the Finance Committee. She's now running for governor. It's interesting, Forrester voted to expand Medicaid 2 years ago, but says she now believes stronger work requirements are required for the program. That's a common complaint about the reauthorization among conservatives. This Republican primary is looking crowded, and Medicaid could be an issue on which there's some distinctions drawn between the candidates. Executive Counselor Kristen Noem has favored it. Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis has said he'd keep the program.
Yeah, but all the Democrats running favor Medicaid expansion, but that field has gotten a bit bigger as well.
It's true. Democratic fields are growing. Former Portsmouth Mayor Steve Marchand has joined the Democratic race. He said he decided to run when Stephanie Shaheen, Portsmouth City Councilor, ex, and Senator Shaheen's daughter decided not to. Marchand says combating drugs and improving public education are his goals, and he's pitching himself as a moderate, and I guess you could say almost technocrat, although data-driven seems to be the preferred term these days.
Before you go, Josh, there could be a few high-profile votes on the executive council table this week.
Yes, the Mount Sunapee expansion is slated to get a vote. Signs point to its approval, but opponents have been working this one hard and say public sentiment is with them. And Jerry Little, who Governor Hassan has tapped to be bank commissioner and who, by the way, represents Sunapee, could also get a vote at this meeting. His nomination has gotten plenty of scrutiny due to his long pre-Senate career as a bank lobbyist, but the votes for Jerry Little should be there when the governor decides to move this for confirmation.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Josh Rogers is NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins us often to talk politics. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers, NHPR.